creation or video game during those 3 days. It's also that we would like to make this occasion interactive.
So please, first question for public or audience. Who is from an English-speaking country, please? Okay, I see nice, sweet face. Please, may I ask you just for a small help? Can you join me, please? For a while? So, first ask is coming.
Okay, Paris, January 16th, 1940. A French-speaking couple expected to arrive at the, oh my God, almighty, how do I pronounce this? Gare de l'Est does not embark from the Orient Express. The porter waits for them in vain at the Paris Hotel. In vain the curator looks for them at the site of today's Pasteur morgue. And to everyone's surprise, the couple did not even appear that evening for the wild party the offices of the Booster magazine in the Rue Villa Surat. Oh, beautiful.
It's not
okay. Okay. So we hope you have mystery atmosphere in your mind. And so I can see it in your face, yeah. And I think it's time for our teaser.
Yes, actually, just to say at the beginning, the teaser is done from just a few days shooting during the development. So it's there isn't a story. It's more to present you the audiovisual approach to and the principle of our work. Sorry, of the disappeared artist. Those are not only the actually real policemen. Not only there is also a historian of art. There are contemporary artists, and there is the director. Yeah, that's it.
And now it's time for you. I think it's time. It's much better for us to ask you for something. What do you think is important for a good detective story? Just tell us. What is important for a good detective story? You. So please, lovely.
Mystery.
Okay. Make some notes. Continue, please.
Murder.
Conclusion? Okay. Justice, yes. Clues. Mm-hmm.
Surprise.
Surprise, of course, it's important.
A woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Turning point, of course, for it's important for, I think, all good stories. And more ideas?
Characters, strong characters.
Yeah. So, Pavlina.
Actually, I think we have all this in our
family.
The only thing we are still missing is some money to finish it. Yeah, actually, as
philosophic path.
As we want to rescue the artists from falling into oblivion or to be forgotten, we are using not only the documentary film, but also some other platforms. And those are, for example, also a radio documentary, or two of them. There's a video game or an interactive application we are still developing, and there is a actually one big exhibition in the National Gallery of a retrospective work of by Zdeněk Riker, and from some pieces of arts which will be created for our film during the shooting. And
And now it's time for sample of how interactive application can work. So some of us are lucky. Yeah, okay, and we can show you sample. And I reveal mystery who we are. Pavlina is a producer, and I am the director and mother of the children, and a really famous fighter against sugar. Maybe somebody know this information. And I spent 4 years with fighting and struggling with sugar, and we make feature documentary movie with elements of thriller, and everything will come out in fall. And at the end, I have a last question. Do you see it?
Yes.
So guess, what do you think is inside? Please check website and Vimeo with our sugar trailer, and you can check what is inside. And Pavlina has a sweet mystery.
There will be maybe an award in case you check the Vimeo page of Sugar Blog. It's Andrea's Vimeo page, and answer the question what's inside in this urn. Thank you for attention.
Vorbova, our production manager, Tereza Rejchová, our director. My name is Aresta Varek, I'm the producer of this project. So we wanted to present this project, Vaccination. It won't be so funny and enigmatic, but I hope it will interest you. And this is it's a feature documentary with a website we are working on and with a lawsuit we are preparing. To some media campaign. It's Teresa's graduated film at FAMU, the film school here in Prague, and it's a film she's preparing as an activist with a social and political issue she had in her previous film as well. This film is about system, about our freedom in the system, and about how the state can oblige us to, for example, vaccinate our children. Teresa,
we'll say more. Hi, my name is Teresa, and I am not the only director. The other director is my husband Hinek. And what's the story? The story is that we have a children, just one, not three. She's 17 month old, and we haven't vaccinated her. We started to think we will vaccinate her, but we started to do this movie, and we found we will not do it. And what's the point? The film will be not, and the campaign will be not against the vaccination at all, but about the thing that we are obligated to vaccinate, which is not too normal in the West countries, just for France and Belgium, they have it. And so what's the story? There are three lines. One line which we are working on is a line of our family. You will see it. We are shooting it on a GoPro camera, like point of view of the parents, talking with the mothers, doctors, and so on. The other line we are preparing now, which is a lawsuit against the state, is the civil lawsuit, and it's a lawsuit against the state because they are forcing to vaccinate us. And why we do that is because we want to help to change the system, which I don't know if it will work, but we will try it. And through this line of of the lawsuit, we can go to talk with everybody and show the system how it works. So all the parts. So for sure, it's just one point of view, but in the movie will be everything. I think to rethink who we are, that we can say we are not vaccinating the children, who is the state to force us to vaccinate, and how is the structure. And the third line will be the line of, how to call it, the mental vaccination, because it's not just the vaccination, it's a lot of things we are obligated to do. And so what you will see now, it's a teaser, it's done for a workshop here, so you will see what we did till now. And it's a GoPro line too much there, but in the final film it will be 10% or something like that. So enjoy it and looking forward to talk about that. Thank you.
Can I just invite the project aunt, Biljana Todorov?
From Serbia, actually. I'm art historian and filmmaker. I've been living in studying and then living in Belgium and in France for 18 years, and then I came back to Serbia and I founded an independent production company called Wake Up. So this is one of Wake Up's projects that I'm also the author, at least for the moment. The project is in development, quite at the beginning, but I just need to tell you about how it became a cross-media project. Actually, the origin of this project is in the film that I was doing with my aunt. Just a modest production. It is gonna be middle-length film. And with my aunt, we went through our family archives. We went through pictures, and actually the archive she was building herself from the day Tito died until her first democratic prime minister, Gingis, was killed. And she was very politically aware, and she actually really helped me to think through this very hard period of the history in our region. So now I would like to show you some pictures. It's not a trailer, it's just a presentation. The old pictures are with my aunt, but then I learned a few things that I didn't know and that my friends didn't tell me. And I started to think how nice it is, this relationship I have with my aunt, and how it's possible to talk freely with her and avoid these taboos that often exist. And actually, since I lived for such a long time in France and in different countries, I'm very outspoken, and I went through psychotherapies and psychoanalysis, and I like to talk, and I realized that in our countries it's not at all like that. So I thought, okay, what would happen if I invited a few more couples of aunt niece, maybe from the entire territory, to gather their versions of how they live today and what happened to us. And I started to make a list of some also public personalities like writers and sociologists, but also some common women that are very strong and that have something to say. And then I realized that two-thirds of them live across at least one of these new borders. And then I got interested really in thinking about cross-media. So I can maybe have this next thing. No, that's a drawing. Well, it doesn't matter. I explain you. So my film with my aunt, it's just a film. I imagine, so like a certain number of films, but what I'm really thinking about is now how to involve more women in the thing. And we are thinking maybe it's not going to be just a video, maybe they can give us their stories and thought as well. It's okay. This is just, we try to imagine a website, but it's also, everything is a very beginning. The website that is also something before we put the content in it. What I'm really interested is into this relationship between nieces and aunts that I visualize is like a diagonal relationship that cuts through. And I would like to see what but of course it can be. You can maybe stop. Yeah, and of course, it would be nice to have after an exhibition to walk into these stories, to have interactive screens, to have a book, and maybe to think even wider, because even in other cultures, this relationship is maybe something that we can work on.
Hello, my name is Tomasz Kaminski. I'm an independent producer of Focusing on Creative Documentary. And here to my colleagues, one is Janoshenko, writer, and Adam is Anuradi's director. We are from Slovakia, from a country which was changed by the revolution. This year, we are celebrating 25th anniversary of this big change, but a lot of people still are unhappy from this change, mostly the old ones, and treat the past with something like retro sentiment. And on the other hand, the young generation under 25 see the past like funny retro. So we start produce project anti-retro called Parallel Lives.
The undertitle of the Parallel Lives project is 20th Century Through the Eyes of the Secret Police, and the project has different stages. First stage of the project was in, theatrical, and it was based entirely on the researches in the archives of the secret services of the ex-communist states. And the outcome of the first part of the project was 6 documentary theater performances from 6 countries. Former East Germany, Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Romania. These performances are running in the theaters which are co-producers of the festival, of the project, and the main producer of the theatrical part was Theater Festival Divadelná Nitra from Slovakia. This phase was finished in the performances were finished in 2013, in September, and since then they are running.
Okay, in this theater performances we found lots of interesting and strong stories. For example, one from Germany, one guy who tried to be a student on a university in Moscow, he entered the Stasi to be there. When he was 20, the Stasi found him a lover, but he refused because the fear of conspiracy. So then after 50 years, now he's trying to deal with his past through the theater performances as a art therapy. In the 80s, the young 15 years old boy in a small town, Botoșani in Romania, start to write the statements with the chalk on the walls, like reunion or liberty. The Securitate found him and they work on him very hard. For 3 years, each week, 3 times interrogation. A woman, a psychiatrist, worked in a sanatory, tried to help people with a imperialistic methodology. Her boss found her as a concurrent, so he called her ill. She stayed in the sanatory as a patient for 30 years. Slovak professor secret priest was murdered in his flat in 82 because he was he refused the cooperation with the Eshtebe. We asked theater directors why it's necessary to deal with these cases.
2013 and 2015, during the period of creating theater performances, we took a lot of material, we filmed a lot of interviews with the creators, with the people involved, with the specialists, politologists, historians, and also the people who gave us their stories, or we used the stories if the people were alive or reachable. So we are now working on the next phases of the project, which are mostly audiovisual, and they also include book, web platform, and educational project. As I said before, the October 2013 was the premiere of the theater performances. In June 2014, we are launching a book, theory book, in cooperation with Theater der Zeit and the German publishing house. And the book includes essays of historians and theatrologists, plus the interviews with the theater directors, and also the reader of the stories, which includes 36 stories of the victims collected during the research from all countries. In September 2014, we are launching also this September, we are launching 6 5-minute web documentaries and also the web platform and the school educational project, with which we aim to reach the new and young audiences. For us, and this topic, the most difficult to reach, and we find it extremely important to reach these audiences. In October and November 2014, in cooperation with Slovak Public Television, we reach a TV series of 6 parts, 6 26-minute parts. Then in November 2015, we aim to create a feature documentary which should be reaching international audiences and the festivals, and the documentary should be, as planned, approximately 90 minutes with more cinematographic means, and using the most interesting stories to tell with the film language, let's say.
So of course we are still looking for cooperation, for partners who wants to share with us the other approach to history and memory. Thank you for attention. It would be nice to have your comments personally, and good luck with your talks.
The project is also connected with the investigations. It is Ukrainian Sheriffs, and the story will take place on the south of Ukraine, in remote village, where people have no access to police at all. So when they call police, it never comes. So they decided to establish their own police. They choose 2 men, the strongest and the smartest, gave them tokens and a car, and called them sheriffs. I would like to show you the trailer where you can see their everyday adventures. We did our research, and Dasha will tell you now some points and some tracks for the film.
Yeah, actually, we prepared a brochure which describes our protagonists and different stories that we discovered. There are 3 protagonists, the stronger Volodya, the smart guy Viktor Grigorievich, and Viktor Molniak, our 3rd protagonist, but very important. He's actually the head of village council who invented sheriffs. And he thinks that there are 2 great problems in the village, homeless vagabonds and moonshining. And actually, when he started his career, there were 60 homeless people in the village, but the problem is solved now, only 2 left. Polka is one of them, he's alcoholic, but he's trying to do his best to be a real human being. This autumn, a sheriff helped him to move into the house, and now he's trying to become a farmer and to sell tomatoes. And another one, the Indian, it's an alphabetic homeless person who had his problems with police, but sheriff helped him to refuse to avoid the jail, and actually now he works for the village council and helps the village. Moonshining is the problem that is unsolved. Because it's business for locals, and you know it's a little bit complicated. Yomen is a half mythical character. Everybody tells about him, but not so many people meet him, and it's really not pleasure meeting. Unpleasure meeting because Yuman is hooligan and his place is in jail. He tried to get money from the villagers, and the dream of sheriffs to put him into jail, and we hope we'll be lucky and put him into jail together.
He's like a ghost.
The example of sheriffs was so successful that they were invited to the capital to the conference how to reform the Ukrainian police. But actually the real police, they
wasn't very interested in their experience, and
they didn't take them actually seriously. New district policeman appeared in the village. And
after this conference, police decided to send a new district policeman.
The previous one was beaten by hooligans, and for us it's very interesting how this one will manage. In May 2014, now it's so, the president election will be held in the whole country, and for us it's interesting how this big political event will influence the small village.
So, the last character.
It's the last character, Bilochka. We call him Bilochka Squirrel. So it's a forest pine warden. Very interesting guy. He's observing the life in village from the top, from the watchtower. Yes, and we think that he'll combine all the stories and all our protagonists.
So we are shooting this film and this village on their way to prosperity and happiness, but right now it's revolution in Ukraine and some changes happened. After this research, we realized that we have much more material than we showed, and some of our clips are not very beautiful in terms of cinematic style, but they are very interesting in a practical way, how sheriff works and how they help people and how this idea came. That's why we decided to make a web documentary out of these short clips, and we are going to put them together like in this interface. It's a very early sketches, but we are going to make a car. You can drive from house to house and explore one story by another. Not only video clips, but also text, some documents, scans, and you can also play and just lean on your chair and watch this mixed movie with clips and written text. Please stop. The idea is to share this experience and to help maybe other villagers to run such beautiful sheriff service in their villages. And right now we have all chances to let our ministers know